Our story begins this week at a local Boston music club where the boys are wrapping up another jam-packed, standing room only set. Let's listen in, shall we?
Thank you! Do you want to hear some more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but just one more!
What a great show.
What a great audience.
Yeah, I think he really had a good time.
But unbeknownst to the boys, there was also another person in the audience that night. Bert Chuckles Gacy, the ex-Big Top Clown.
I'm not a very happy clown.
But he wasn't a very happy clown.
Not a very happy clown at all.
Now, meanwhile, the club bouncer was overcompensating for a small penis. Let's listen in, shall we?
All right, get the hell out of here. If you're not with the band, you gotta go.
But we are the band.
Yeah, not the band. Where's your leathers?
Well, I don't know.
Besides, I never read about you in the Phoenix.
Well, I don't think they like us very much.
Well, I don't like you either.
I got leather socks.
Let's go out of here.
Hey, watch
out. Get out of here.
Ow. Boy. What a sour mulligan.
It was then that the boys encountered Chuckles the Clown. Let's listen in, shall we?
Hey, old man, get away from our van.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, leave me be. I mean no harm. I'm a petite fool who bring you charms.
Hey.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, golly, you know, you should stop your crying and stuff.
Yeah, you know, it can't be that bad.
I know, fellas. Maybe we can cheer him up with a song.
Good idea.
Okay.
Oh, boy. 6-5-4-3-2-1.
was that? Feel any better?
No, not at all. It wasn't a very happy song.
I guess not.
Well, what's the matter anyway?
Yo, dude, what's your beef?
And with that, the old clown reached into a magic clown pouch and pulled out an odd-looking pair of spectacles and placed them on Brian's nose.
Just look through these, and then you'll see the tale of all that used to be.
Gosh, it's Zsa Zsa Gabor, and she's butt naked.
Oh, sorry, wrong ones. Give me those. Look through these.
And when Todd put them on, he couldn't believe his eyes, for there in the parking lot was a full circus, complete with a big top, cotton candy, big elephants, and of course, children.
Oh, wow. Wait, I don't get it. What's all this mean?
Well, perhaps I can explain it better with a song. Years ago, but times forgot, a circus was this parking lot, oh my. Big Top stood now where we stand, the magic kingdom called the cloud land goodbye. But in cloud land it's not real, it only feeds upon the children, not on these buildings, it's what I'm skilled in. Child's face, a cotton candy smile. Forget your moms and dads. Be with chuckles for a while. Come down. The circus, come one and all. There'll be magic, the big top, freaks and surprises. Women, children running down to hear the magic circus sound. Olé. But now it seems I'm in a bind, for children are so hard to find today. Oh, pity. 'Cause in Cloudland it's not real, it only feeds upon the children, not on these buildings, it's what I'm skilled in.
Pity, pity, pity.
Wow, Chuckles, what a bum drag steer.
Yeah, I really feel awful.
Well, why don't you come with me to Cloudland?
But how?
Why, that's easy.
And with that, the clown reached into yet another magic clown pouch and pulled out three little tabs of paper.
Just chew on these.
All right, okay. Gosh, Chuckles, I feel flurby as a gourd.
Yes, now come along if you dare. Oh, please.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
With diamonds.
And within moments, the cave dogs found themselves in Clownland.
What was gonna be done? Puzzle is in the sand. If it beat it,
sure.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the Cave Dogs Fun Time. You know, if you call in right now, pledge at 578-8890, we'll be able to keep on giving you live music as much as we can. Thanks very much for calling in. And, you know, if you can keep calling in and keep pledging, you know, I think my mom will as well. And for $10, she'll give 20. Here we go. Okay, we're going to kick off a little bit something else. Back with the Cave Dogs Fun Time Hour.
And now it's back to the Cave Dog Fun Time Hour!
So this is Clownland.
Clownland, yes, so it appears it's here. I've spent my favorite years.
You know, you don't have to rhyme anymore, Chuckles.
Yeah, really, it's getting kind of annoying.
A rhyme of six is fine with me. I certainly hope you'll all agree.
We're serious.
It's making us delirious.
Oh, please.
Hey, Chuckles, how come all those bloody massacred children are sleeping here in Clownland?
Easy to explain. They're resting for tomorrow's feast, a barbecue that's gonna be real swell about noon, Greece.
Yeah. Well, what are they gonna be serving at this feast anyway, Chucky?
Why, I'm glad you asked. We'll be serving roast cave dog! Soup's on, you little bastards!
Let's get out of here!
You think we lost him?
I don't know. Take a look.
Okay.
I've got you now.
Yes!
But luckily for the boys, the clown was laughing so hard that he didn't see where he was going and backed right into the path of some sea creatures who were out for an afternoon bicycle ride.
Whoa! Ow!
Ow! And that was the end of Chuckles.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those peddling squids.
And so, as Mark, Brian, and Todd, Cave Dogs 1, 2, and 3 continued on their way...
Dave, actually, we're not numbered in that specific order.
What?
Well, it changes from week to week to distribute the power. You know, this week I'm number 2, and next week I'll be number 1.
Oh, wow. Well, you must really love that power, then.
No, actually, I think I almost prefer to watch either Mark or Todd in their week. I love to see that special glow.
That glow?
Yeah, just look at him.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Hi, Brian, narrator.
Well,
hi,
you guys. Now, wait a minute. Really, they both seem to be kind of glowing.
Well, you see, Todd figured out a way for us to stop rotating each week.
Huh?
Yep, no more twos and threes.
Gosh, you mean glow every day?
Yeah, boy. And by channeling into our cave dog instruments, we'll recharge our gleam.
Glow.
Glow, sorry.
All right. Excuse me. All right, do you mind if we get back to the story here?
Oh, why no. But do you mind if we recharge first?
Why, not at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
set yourself free. Song was over, the boys found themselves after an EST seminar they took part in.
Hi guys, I'm back. I'm not the clown anymore.
You still got your wacky ears on.
Oh, sorry.
Well, soon after the last three lines, the boys found themselves in front of four doors. One was big and green, another was long and sticky, yet another was squatty and tuna-like, and the last was fast asleep. What do you think the boys should do? Which door should they choose to open? We'll take your calls. The number here is 527-9172. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Paul in Revere.
Hi, Paul.
I'd like to hear the cave dogs make a series of really disgusting bodily noises.
Okay, go for it, guys. Great. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Carl in Malden. I'd like to make a pledge to ERS for all the great live music, too. Could you put that on my American Express card?
I don't know. No, I don't think we can. Could you just send us a whole bunch of cash?
Can I also hear the boys make a series of, really disgusting bodily noises?
Hit it, fellas!
Top Gun!
Hey, that's great. Okay, thanks, fellas. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm a doctor in Quincy.
Oh, really? Which one? The little Oriental guy?
Excuse me?
Nope.
I'd like for you bastards to pick a door and get on with this damn story.
Are you sure?
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
And so the boys, heeding medical advice, got back to the story by choosing the long and sticky door and forging ahead.
Oh, golly.
Wow.
Oh, geez, ooh,
odd.
Holy chiz, guys! Get a load of all the taters!
Fields of them.
Well, wait. I think they're singing!
Singing potatoes!
There's only one way to fight the forces of evil, and that's with
pop music!
I'm the rock boy you dreamed about, standing loud, I would never shout, slouching in the hall with conviction. I'm the one with the leather boots, waiting in line to release the truth. Liquid right lends itself to direction. But with a machine gun, with a machine gun, with a machine, people dancing with a machine. The violin drums.
Well, Brian?
Jesus. Well, did we get
them? Well, they're still coming at us.
Of course it didn't stop us. Why, that was just a stupid pop song. The harmonies were off and the lyrics were weak. Not to mention it sounded a lot like early Who.
Who are you?
No, much earlier. More of a My Generation kind of feel. Keep working on it.
I'll screw you.
You can't! I'm the Tater King!
Cool.
I'll make hash browns of you all!
Ah, jeepers. Jeez, guys, what are we gonna do?
Hey, you know, there's only one way to fight the forces of evil.
Now, shut up, Brian.
Shut up, you're lost.
Come to me, my little tater tots! You can't leave!
Let's get out of here!
Hey, Todd, try turning down his echo.
No, that won't work.
Come on, guys. Well, that's no fair taking away a fella's echo. Oh, look at me, I'm shriveling up. I'm sprouting eyes.
Wow, look, guys. Why, he was nothing but a crusty little French fry.
Well, you know, I think there's a lesson to be learned from our sticky little tater friend.
But Howie's dead.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Right. So what did we really learn from all this, O-Wise Mark?
Diddly, Todd. Diddly.
And tell the boys, have-
Johnny killed the evil Tater King, still found themselves faced with the problem of how to get back to Boston. And that's when they met Three Jugs and a Spoon.
Oh, hiya, fellas.
Yeah. Hi, Three Jugs.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, you know, you've had the power with you all along, really. It's just a matter of applying yourself, that's all.
Oh, like graphic arts?
Gosh, Mr. McSpoony, yeah, what do we do?
Well, you know, all you gotta do is sing a really bad song from the 1970s, and off you go like a biscuit.
Wow, a really bad 70s song. Why, that's it.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
Well, you know, there's so many, I don't know where to begin. Hey, well, nah, they're all right.
No, come on, that's I like Queen. Hotel California
hey,
stuff.
Now, that's Queen. Queen. No, you're getting Eagles confused with Queen. Oh, Three Spoons and Two Jugs.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How about the Eagles?
Nah, what about Jethro Tull? Like a lead flute?
Yeah, no.
Wait, Mark, have you got it?
Hey, I think I got it, fellas.
Yeah?
Just the band.
Yeah?
It's been right in front of us the whole time.
Yeah.
They're in my hand. Six!
Oh, yeah, they really suck.
Yeah.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Boom, 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 boom. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
And so the boys, having picked the most awful 70s band of all, soon found themselves transported back to the magic land of Boston.
Yeah!
At 578-8890. I just wanted to see if I could do that again.
Hey, everybody! That's all for the Cape Dog Fun Time Hour! Stay tuned for Teen Wolf, and after that, Galaxy High! And then after that, The Adventures of Bip and His Dog Custer! And then that'll be followed by Dotsie Twins! And then after that, learn how to bake a noodle! Thanks for listening in!
Hey, everybody!
Good night!